Good health is a crown worn by the healthy that only the ill can see. Your health really is your wealth. Join us for the next hour as we explore disease and attaining and maintaining good health. This is Dis-Chem Medical Monday, brought to you by Dis-Chem. Better health starts here.
Good morning. It's Monday and it's time for the Dis-Chem Medical Monday show. Thank you for joining us. Hope you all had a wonderful chag and got over the massive amounts of matzah and tummy aches, but it was a very, very special time. Hope you got to spend it with family and friends and community. We got a fantastic show for you this morning. We're chatting vaccinations as it's Africa Vaccination Week. My first guest is going to be Lizette Kruger, Dis-Chem Baby City's National Clinic Executive. We're going to be discussing the common vaccines that are available for moms and for babies and how they differ. Then in the second half of the hour, I'm going to be chatting with Dr. Cherie Fanaroff, family physician, understanding vaccination schedules and booster shots as the flu season approaches. So let us have your questions for our fantastic guests on 0618951019. That's the studio WhatsApp number. Sina Pabetsi, our fantastic producer, Craig Guthrie, our wonderful controller, making the show happen. Thank you for joining us.
This is Medical Monday, brought to you with the compliments of Dis-Chem. Better health starts here.
You are listening to the Dis-Chem Medical Monday show here on 101.9 Chai FM. My name is Nicholas Ingle, and I'm joined by Lizette Kruger, Dis-Chem Baby City's National Clinic Executive. We're chatting vaccines. Lizette, thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. And can we talk about a very, very important subject? Absolutely.
Absolutely. And thank you for joining us on a public holiday on this Easter weekend as well. And sorry for subjecting you to my hair. So,
No, like I said, I won't do you the favor of putting on my camera after running. So no problem.
Fair enough. All right. So, I mean, vaccines are so important. Well, I mean, vital to life. Can you give us a little bit of a rundown on the common vaccines that are available to moms and to babies?
Yeah, absolutely. And maybe before I start, can I maybe just share what's the theme of the African Vaccination Week?
Sure, it please. Says,
yeah, it's humanly possible, saving lives through immunization.
Sure.
I think that's a very powerful theme this year, and I really hope everybody understands that it's really saving lives, vaccination. That's basically, yeah, that one phrase probably, you know, sum it up for everything that we have to do with vaccines. But anyhow, let's go through the vaccine.
So actually, just before we do jump on to that, and I think it's such a valid point to start on, you know, vaccines, I think, post the pandemic got a bad rep. There was so much stuff on social media. People were getting caught in these loops and echo chambers. But just there's generational evidence of the effectiveness and importance of vaccines. So, I mean, maybe do you want to touch on that a little bit before we get started?
Yeah, I mean, the vaccine is one of the most powerful tools in modern medicine. It's saved and it will save millions of lives and every year. And it obviously prevents infections, you know, to spread diseases, to spread. And specifically moms and kids, you know, they have to stay, you know, on the vaccines. They have to get their boosters to obviously to prevent the spread of disease, and also for the mom to give the baby, you know, a bit of a defense against the bacteria and the viruses when the baby is born. So, and if you look at diseases like polio was eradicated by vaccines. And we won't even go to COVID, please, because that's another story. But like influenza, the swine flu, there was that big swine flu scare. And with vaccines and the influenza vaccine, that was also stopped. So obviously, vaccines reduce the risk of severe symptoms, hospitalization, and long-term complications if it doesn't give you a full protection against the virus and the bacteria. That's the main thing.
Right. And I think in South Africa particularly, where our healthcare system is so under pressure, you know, we have access to healthcare in the main areas, in the main cities, that's a little bit easier to get to, but still long queues, long waiting periods. Out in the rural areas, you know, the healthcare systems are under huge pressure, and vaccination is just a way of ensuring that you're less likely to need hospitalization and treatment, and you may not even be able to get it.
Absolutely. No, totally agree with you. And I always have a saying, and please bear with me, you know, with the HPV vaccine, if there was and with no disrespect, please don't misunderstand me, but if there was a vaccine against any other cancer, there would have been queues to get the vaccine. Yeah. So, I mean, if you think of that, yes, absolutely, preventing hospitalization and just not overburdening the medical system more.
Absolutely. So let's chat. What are the common vaccines that are available for moms and for babies?
So maybe I must go to the mom first, and then because obviously, hopefully, we all know that the moms had all their vaccines when they were babies. But then when they're pregnant, it's absolutely crucial that they get, we call it a Tdap, it's tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis. And it's run about between 27 and 36 weeks of pregnancy. And then the flu vaccine, always safe during the full course of a pregnancy. So those are the two vaccines that's almost a must when they're pregnant. Before they fall pregnant, it's always good to, you know, visit the clinic or your gynae or your doctor just to make sure that you've got all your boosters. And we always refer to boosters like the MMR, the mumps, measles, and rubella booster, to get that before you fall pregnant. And also to make sure, you know, I always say, if you can't remember that you had chicken pox, it's a good way to maybe get a booster for chicken pox before you fall pregnant. And saying that, basically everybody can get that booster. But those are the crucial immunizations for mom.
Right.
Then for babies, I mean, there's a lot of vaccines, and it's probably, if I'm going to read it out now, it's going to be so overwhelming for everybody. But luckily, there's spaces and you know, between the vaccines, it's spaced out specifically. And I heard you're going to talk to a doctor about the schedule. Mm-hmm. So there's a specific schedule that we do follow in South Africa and worldwide as well. So it's not everything at once, luckily not. And then also what everybody needs to remember, if you take the card, we call it the Road to Health card, and you look at it and say, oh, good heavens, there's a few that I've missed. Please don't be scared. We're not going to give everything at once, but there's going to be a booster schedule. But please just get them to get the vaccine. So I'm going to start off with the rotavirus. That's a really bad diarrheal, infectious disease. There's a lot of babies that were very sick and actually passed away of this virus. And after the vaccine, we don't see it really anymore in the hospitals. Then, like I said, the DTIP, that's the diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis. And then a polio, like I said, the polio, they get drops at 6 weeks, and then we get the intramuscular one, then the pneumococcal one, the PCV that we refer to, then, like I said, measles, mumps, rubella, then the chickenpox one, and then HPV, as I mentioned just, about 5 minutes ago, for 9 years old and above. And then we get a pneumococcal vaccine for elderlies, and then obviously the COVID-19, which is not available at this stage in South Africa. Mm-hmm. So those are the main vaccines. You get other vaccines, hepatitis A and B, which we recommend for, obviously, for everybody, but that's not part of the state schedule, but we do recommend it. Hepatitis A and B and the chickenpox and the MMR is not part of the state vaccine, but we do advise the moms to give it, you know, to get the babies to get the vaccine.
Right. How have you, through the baby city and Dis-Chem clinics found the uptake and the willingness for moms to be vaccinated and for the babies to be vaccinated?
So it differs. Unfortunately, just after the big C, there was a real we didn't see moms and babies in the clinics. I think it was a scare and almost like a clinic fatigue. We refer to that as a clinic fatigue. And then and I don't want to say unfortunate, but then there was an outbreak of measles, and then we saw an uptake again. So it depends on season. It also depends what happens in our country and worldwide. But the last year, I would say it's steadily the same. We do see them coming back for their vaccines. We unfortunately see the moms that goes back to work after maternity leave. They sometimes do miss one or two, but we do catch up then. We try to, advise them and to send them reminders as often as possible. But I do think the last year is a better, we see a better uptake than the previous 2 years.
With Africa Vaccination Week, what was the idea behind it, and have you found that it's been effective in creating awareness about vaccination and getting people to be vaccinated?
I always say if there's anybody would want to know why is there always like a vaccination week or like a theme or campaign, I always say it's so nice if you have like a WHO because it's a WHO campaign to have your backing with such a very important subject. And it's always good to make people aware. Not everybody knows about it, but every now and again, if you have this awareness and this big drive, then people remember, oh my goodness, yes, you know what, this is important. I have to quickly check the rota I've got. So I think it's absolutely, it's brilliant. And I do think everybody in South Africa and all the stakeholders in South Africa in the medical field must really take this up and make everybody aware of this vaccination week.
Because the vaccination at the end of the day really just improves quality of life, it reduces the burden on the healthcare system, and it saves lives at the end of the day.
Exactly. Saves lives. I think that's the one thing if everybody just remember that. It saves lives, not just the baby or the child, but also the vulnerable around you, like your elderly people that doesn't have the immunity like they had when they were younger, or the people with a chronic condition. So it really saves lives, absolutely.
100%. What just wanting to chat about sort of the differences between the vaccines. Can we run through some of them and what they do?
Yeah, absolutely. We can definitely. Maybe a good way to start is your at birth. That's a very, very important one. Is the BCG, that's for your TB, and then the polio, the oral polio drops that you get in the hospital. The baby normally gets it in the hospital. I don't know if I must go into the way that we actually give it, if that's
Yes,
going to be
perfect.
interesting.
I
So
think so.
the BCG one is on the arm, and we normally give it at the right top, part of the arm, and it's intradermal. It's just under the skin, and it makes like a little, white, how do you say, pimple. It almost looks like a pimple, and it must look like that. Please, people mustn't be scared if there's a. It looks like a pimple, and it's bigger. They mustn't, touch it or squeeze it or anything. Just leave it. And then we start at 6 weeks. The 6 weeks, we give the rotavirus the drops. Then we give the DTP, which is the diphtheria tetanus pertussis. The hip, it's a 6-in-1. So luckily, it's not a vaccine for every single, disease that we cover. And then we give the pneumococcal. That's also an injection. Those are the main ones that we give at 6 weeks. And then 10 weeks, we do a follow-up on the DTIP. Hip and IPV, that's a polio, the intramuscular polio, that's all in one. And then at 14 weeks, we give the follow-up of the 6 weeks again. Then we did, then the next one is only 6 months, and that's measles. But I always say that's probably after the 14 weeks. No, not probably, definitely. If you see a baby at 7 months, 8 months, and they haven't had measles, it doesn't matter what you do, you give a measles vaccine. If you have it, you give it. That's my golden rule. So
A hundred percent.
Yeah, so that's the 6 month, and then 12 months we do follow up with the measles. We then will advise the mom to give a MMR, which is a mum's measles rubella, and then you get your booster vaccines after that. And in between, you can give hepatitis A and B from a year old, and your chickenpox as well. But best to go to a clinic if you're not sure, because it can sometimes be daunting, and it's not. I promise, it's not. It's really a few vaccines, a few injections, and like I said, you are saving your baby's life.
And that's it in a nutshell. And I want to go into, after the ad break, how Dis-Chem is helping and making it easier for moms to do this for themselves and for their babies.
This is Medical Monday, brought to you with the compliments of Dis-Chem. Better health starts here.
Thank you for joining us for the Dis-Chem Medical Monday show here on 101.9 Chai FM. I'm joined by Lizeth Kruger, and Lizeth is the Dis-Chem Baby Cities National Clinic Executive. Just before we went to ad breaks, we were chatting about vaccines and vaccinations, both for moms and for babies. So let us have your questions on 061-895-1019. That's our studio WhatsApp number. Lizeth, I've got my gym in Bluebird Center, and what I love about having the Dis-Chem pharmacy in the clinic there and the baby city, it's so easy to pop in and get stuff done, whether it's, you know, getting a blood pressure reading or having bloods taken or whatever is needed. And also, by the way, as a guy, I don't know what to buy new expectant moms that are having babies. So the staff always make that job easy in terms of getting presents. So tell us about sort of the idea behind the clinic and how it's really making life so much easier.
Yeah, absolutely. So I know we are referring to Baby City today, but
yes.
I do think that everybody needs to understand that there's clinics in basically all the baby cities, but also in every single Dis-Chem store. And most of the time, there's two clinics. So we really try to and put an effort into increase medical access, you know, for people to really have access to medical care, preventative care, and obviously vaccines fall within that bracket. So every single clinic will offer the vaccine services. So it's the thinking behind it, and I always say it's the best kept secret, because not everybody knows about the clinics, but we in the stores for over 20 years, obviously a little much bigger now, over 500 clinics nationwide. And you said you refer to rural areas when we started, and obviously that's one of our strategies, is really to go to places where there's need. And we now, the far off Limpopos, and we're in the Northern Capes and the rural areas, some in KwaZulu-Natal, Eastern Cape. So easy to get it. Dis-Chem is just going to our website and see where's your nearest Dis-Chem, or the app even, and see where your nearest Dis-Chem is. And there will be a clinic and a registered nurse that will offer all these services. So basically, making it easier for mom and baby, if we refer to them today, not to go all over, but to go to one store and get everything that you need in terms of healthcare in one-stop shop. That's basically what our focus is.
I think, and that's such an incredibly valuable point, where the majority of South Africans don't have their own transport and they're reliant on public transport or on taxis. So it's not like you're going to a clinic and then having to go to a pharmacy and maybe paying additional transport costs when people's budgets are so limited. So having everything in one place makes a huge difference to the savings of people using the clinics.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know we do offer it at low cost, but our biggest strive is to say that it's high standard. It's not just a low cost, but a really high standard of care that we offer moms and babies. And specifically those, you know, everybody, we cater for, I don't want to say private or medical, I'm referring to patient. Everybody is welcome in a Dis-Chem environment, and the standard of care will be for everybody the same, and hopefully, like we always strive for, high standard of care.
Absolutely. And it's, just from my own experience, I don't know where you get your sisters, your nurses, but they're always absolute. I mean, they're all wonderful. And I've had the opportunity to experience that in Natal, in Gauteng, in the Cape. It's absolutely a wonderful experience to go in. And I have a little bit of anxiety around needles and around medical treatment, so they always deal with me really well and tend to calm me down.
Gosh, I'm so glad to hear that. We really strive to support the nursing practitioners. I always say it's the heart of our stores. It must be the heart of our stores because we must be that the ones that really care about patients. And I'm very glad to get that feedback. And please, you're more than welcome. Everybody's welcome to give us feedback on our customer complaint. No, I don't want to say complaint, good even
Compliment.
customer care compliment line. Yeah, please. But yeah,
Perfect.
we really strive to get the nurses updated training and for them to understand specifically in vaccination, because we're all passionate about that preventative care, that they get the newest and the updated information so that they,
Right.
can give the right information to the patients.
And I think it's such an important point to make on that, where if you're using sort of another clinic, it may be a private clinic, it may be a government clinic that is in different areas. You may experience different service levels from different clinics because of the fact that there's different protocols and service standards in place. But with Dis-Chem, because it's national, you're getting the same level of service across the board. So you know what to expect.
Yeah. Also, that's the one strategy that we've got is that you get the same standard of service in Polokwane right through to Cape Town, working on the same system, the centralized system, getting the same training. So we really, really work hard towards that high standard and the same care for everybody.
Now, so and all your information is there on the system, from your medical aid if you have it to the medication that you've taken before. So that's another way of keeping you very, very safe.
Exactly. And that also saving costs because then you have access to the medical care and you don't have to repeat if for some reason you had pathology, you don't have to repeat it because it's on the system. So also striving to lower costs.
Such a great point. I just wanted to ask, just before we start to wrap up, what are the processes in the practicalities for the moms getting the vaccines for themselves and the babies at the clinic, be it at Baby City or be it at Dis-Chem? Sort of what happens when they walk in? What's the steps?
So I would always advise a mom with a baby because a mom and a baby don't want to sit and wait because most of our clinics luckily is quite busy. I would always advise them to make a booking. And there's many ways to make a booking. The first one being the clinic call center. They can phone a clinic call center. I will give you the number if you would like me
Please.
to over the air.
Thank
And
you.
it's 0861 117 427. So they can phone and make a booking at any Dis-Chem. And what's nice about that, if you've got the baby and you can't be on a website or on the app, I mean, you can talk to an agent that really have the knowledge about the clinics and they can get you a clinic the quickest place where you can go to get the vaccine. Or you can go into our app, Dis-Chem app, and you can make an online booking. Or you can go into the website and make a booking online. Or even if you're in the store and you remember the baby must have the vaccine in 2 weeks' time, you can even go to the clinic. Most of our clinics got a receptionist, very, very friendly ladies as well. And the clinic receptionist will help you to make a booking. So there's many ways to assist. And even if you really forgot and you walk into the store, just go to the clinic and hopefully one of the nurses will be free and you can go in as a walking as well.
Right, which is pretty much what I do all the time. So, because I always forget to book. So, and you're always popping into the Dis-Chem for something, which is great.
Yeah,
Now,
true.
you've spoken over sort of the clinics have been going for the last 20 years. Can we chat a little bit about sort of how it's evolved and the feedback that you've gotten, the difference you've seen the clinics make to clients and patients?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it was a journey. It's still a journey, a huge journey. So, 16 years ago, there was just over 20 nurses, and we now are going to 600 nurses. So that's the first big thing. Secondly, the clinics, yeah, it was a small little space at the back of the Dis-Chem store. It's two professional clinics with a receptionist and offering the full primary healthcare services that you need from by birth to basically 9,900 years old. Mm-hmm. Every single patient needs some kind of, primary healthcare, some kind of, vaccine or test, or it doesn't matter. You can go to the Dis-Chem store and go to the clinic. And also what we started with the online doctor about 3 years ago. So we're really trying to close that loop. If the nurse can't assist you in terms of a scope of practice anymore, and it can be referred to a video med doctor, we can do that as well. They work on the same system and we can assist. So we really try as far as possible to help with that basic medical needs.
Fantastic. I mean, that's quite a wonderful growth. What are, excuse me, other than the vaccinations, what are some of the services that are available in the clinics?
So if we look at preventative services, we do a lot of family planning services for the ladies as well, for girls and ladies, which is very nice because it's confidential and it's private. Anybody can walk in and ask the nursing practitioner. And with that, we do full female care. That's all your screening, your pap smear, breast examination. Then your normal screening, like your blood pressure, glucose, cholesterol, a little bit more specialized, which is your lipogram and your HbA1c for your diabetic patients. And we are depots for the two major pathology labs. So if you need any pathology that must be done. Then we obviously look after our chronic condition patients, do the screening and see that everything is still in line with their chronic medication, or they need to maybe see the doctor because they still got high blood pressure or whatever. And then we also do the male screening, which is all for your prostate cancer. So that's basically a quick rundown. And then obviously the vaccination is a big one for us.
Okay, 100%. I know we're going to be chatting to the doctor after you about the flu, the schedules and so on. But are there things available for patients, for moms to be able to track sort of the vaccines that are needed and sort of the dates and times the dates that they should be coming in?
So absolutely. Like I said, we do have we call it a vaccine journey that we will advise the moms when to come back. I mean, obviously for themselves, there's a road to health card. And then we do have the Baby and Me app that will advise them when to go for the vaccine. But if they're one of the Dis-Chem clients, patients, they will get an SMS to remind them about the vaccinations.
Okay. Are there any stats or is there any information available to show the effects that the clinics have had in communities and in areas since you've opened in terms of improving medical care, access to medical care?
I think the biggest win that we really see that we make a difference, we actually have a lot of partnerships with the government to assist with vaccination. So getting the vaccines and most of our stores in Joburg from the state, and upping that stats in South Africa. So I think that's the major show that we really make a difference in the community.
Sure, that's absolutely incredible. To start something from a pharmacy side and then to end up in partnership with government. Are there any things you'd like to share about the clinics perhaps that we haven't touched on, either from a vaccine point of view or just from what is available in the clinics?
Absolutely. I would advise everybody to please go for their flu vaccines. The flu season started a bit earlier. The information that we got is about 2 weeks earlier, so please go for your flu vaccine as soon as possible. And then please talk to the nursing practitioner to see if you need any booster vaccine. I promise you, basically all adults need some kind of booster, apart from the flu vaccine that you must get yearly. Mm-hmm. And then please do your screening, know your numbers, see what your blood pressure, glucose, cholesterol is. People don't know, and it's a silent disease. So please go to the nearest Dis-Chem clinic.
No, we've had Professor Bloomberg on the show several times, and I love chatting to her because she always talks about patient empowerment. And it's such an important thing that we know, as you said, we know our numbers, we go and get access to it, we get our tests, and we empower ourselves in terms of where our health is and the direction that it's moving
Yeah, absolutely. I think
in.
people must really be honest with it with themselves as well. And when you get onto the scale, I always joke, then you must know maybe you're not pregnant. But really look at your health and be healthier. That's just a joke. My joke. So yeah. So go to
So,
know your numbers, please.
you're saying when I get on the scale, I can't say it's getting heavier because I'm pregnant. So,
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Oh.
yeah, from my side, I think it's definitely from the cheesecake. We've just got 1 or 2 minutes left before we go to our next guest. From your side, is there anything else that you'd like to share?
No, I would just like to take this opportunity to thank everybody. And please, if you're not sure, you can even call the call center, the clinical center line, and find out if there's maybe something that you need in terms of medical care. We would probably be able to assist you. That's the main thing. And the registered nurses are really there to help every single South African in our country. Thank you.
Absolutely fantastic. One last question then from my side as we start to wrap up. What advice from the Baby City side would you give to a guy who has no clue what to get friends who are having baby showers and so on? Is a gift voucher a good idea? Is it a better idea to take stuff? What do you advise?
Yeah, probably a gift voucher would be better because they always say, "Oh, you can go and give back and get another size or whatever. Get a gift voucher, or even if you give them a gift voucher, they can even go for vaccinations if they don't have medical aid and pay with a voucher. That's probably the best present you can give anybody, but a gift voucher is
Sure.
the best way to go,
Okay.
definitely.
Gift voucher. I've got a baby shower to go to on the 3rd of May, so that's what I'm going to be doing. Thank you for saving my bacon on that one.
No, it's just a pleasure. But yeah, enjoy the baby shower.
Absolutely, I can't wait. It's a pizza baby shower. It's going to be wonderful. So, all right. So that was, yeah, Lizeth Kruger, Dis-Chem Baby City National Clinic Executive. Stay with us. We will be chatting to Dr. Cherie Fanaroff, family physician, more about vaccines and vaccination schedules. Dis-Chem Wellness Clinics for Adults offer convenient and professional care to help you manage health risks. Whether you're having your regular wellness checks, such as blood pressure or cholesterol, Dis-Chem Wellness Clinics offer you a broad range of health screening services, including female health screening with pap smears, family planning, and pregnancy screening. Fast, affordable, and with care, find your nearest Dis-Chem Wellness Clinics inside Dis-Chem pharmacies. Better health starts here.